Okay, ladies and gents, and welcome back to today's video where we're going to do a bit of a roundup. There's a lot going on at the moment in terms of everything with the Red Sea and all the conflict there, the Israel-Gaza situation. We've now got the UK, the US getting involved. There's so much going on. We've got two US Navy SEALs situation that's occurred, the doomsday clock. There's so much going on at the moment. So rather than doing separate videos, I just want to pull it all into one so that you can get all of this information in a really quick time period. So let's begin then with the doomsday clock, because this was a big one I've seen this week, which is still set at 90 seconds to midnight. So they're saying this is due to unprecedented levels of risk. They've also got not just conflict, which we've talked about for a while, nuclear weapons. They have climate as well in here. And talking of nuclear weapons, this just came out, this story. Russia trains for nuke explosion, develops ground nuclear explosion simulator. If you want to read this, it's on the EurasianTimes.com. But it's basically Russia's preparing all of the troops now for nuclear blasts, so they know how to react when one of these bombs drops, which is quite interesting in terms of the timing, because this has just come after Russia dismissed a US proposal to resume nuclear arms control talks, citing the challenging environment created by the US's ongoing support for Ukraine. And don't forget what happened in October of last year then, just a few months ago. Russia conducted a massive retaliatory nuclear strike drill involving missile launches from land-based silos, nuclear submarines, long-range bomber aircraft. It was pretty wild and worrying for a lot of people. And they are not mincing their words. They are saying the experts predict the likelihood of a global catastrophe. Yes, 90 seconds to midnight. This is the closest to midnight I think it's ever been in history, actually. They have the Ukraine war situation, the Middle East conflict. They also have climate. They have the dramatic advancement of AI. The countdown is a metaphor for global collapse agreed on by experts. We love the experts, don't we? The scientists. In 2023, the clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight, the closest to global collapse it has ever been. Other influences on the decision, of course, disinformation. That is the key word that you'll see all throughout the year. Everything will be done in order to stop this disinformation, which is a catastrophic threat to our very existence, as we are now being told. Just don't ask too many questions on exactly how that will happen, how this could cause a global catastrophe, because they don't really have those answers. But moving away from the doomsday clock, you may not have seen this this week. Two US Navy SEALs were declared dead after a raid to seize Iranian weapons bound for the Houthis. And this was after a 10-day search to try to locate them. This was a special operation in order to seize missile components made in Iran. They executed a complex nighttime boarding with the support of helicopters and drones and seized Iranian-made ballistic and cruise missile components. While they were boarding the boat, one SEAL commando was knocked into the sea by a high wave and another dived in after him. Another thing that happened this week is Germany is now getting involved in the Red Sea, and they're sending a frigate to the Red Sea region in order to combat the Houthis. So this is Germany now getting involved. Just yesterday, this came out, which the UK said 24 nations, so this is something to watch over, 24 nations launched further strikes on Yemen's Houthis. So we have the United States, Germany, of course, with their ships going into the area, Australia as well. We have Bahrain, Canada, the Netherlands, New Zealand, as well as a number of other countries.
If we go to war with Russia, we could find that our youth may have to be conscripted. That's a bit alarming.
Yes, what's coming over the horizon should shock us. It should worry us, and we are not prepared. life has gone well. It's now going to get more difficult.
I thought this one was quite interesting then. The US urged China, so they called on the Chinese diplomats, and they said, China, will you help us to curb the Red Sea shipping attacks by the Houthis? Now, I bet you didn't see this on any media, that the US is actually asking China for help. And even more surprisingly, China did actually go to Iran and the Houthis and ask them to stop the attack. So we'll have to monitor this and see how that goes. And then we had this Telegraph article, which is quite interesting. Now, one thing I just want to mention on the UK aspect of this, in terms of the UK and US doing the most bombing campaigns at the moment. The UK said, more specifically, Rishi Sunak has said that they have done these in defense of UK ships. However, I said last week, and I'll say again, if you have any evidence of any UK ships being attacked prior to the UK attacking the Houthis, please let me know, because that was the whole premise of the military action in the courts. They said that they did it because a UK ship was attacked. So they were doing this in self-defense. I still haven't seen any evidence of a UK ship being attacked. If you have that, please send it to me. It's really important that I have that information so I can actually report on this with transparency. So the Telegraph has led with this article about the world must brace for a second wave of trade disruptions from the Red Sea crisis, even after the conflict has been resolved. They're saying that these delays to shipping could last for a long time and could keep inflation higher for longer. And this, of course, is the reason why 17,000 ships and between 10 to 12% of global trade pass through the canal every year. So they now have to go around the Cape. So it adds a lot of time. And we had this article come out from GB News then. So the Houthi rebels ban UK and US ships, but allow Russia and China to send vessels through the Red Sea. And I did find this somewhat bizarre that Rishi Sunak has come out and said the UK is not seeking confrontation with the Houthis or any other group for that matter, and that they are just bombing them because in order to protect British ships. Again, this still doesn't quite make any sense to me. I think what he probably should have said was, we are bombing them in order to protect the global shipping and our allies' ships and Israeli ships and things like that. But for him to keep coming out and saying that to protect British shipping, I think is a little bit strange, because I still haven't heard that the British shipping was being targeted, at least not before the UK started bombing them. And of course, David Cameron came out and condemned the Iranian regime's attacks in Erbil, which happened over a week ago now. And he said, these unprovoked and unjustified actions are an unacceptable violation of Iraq's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Yeah, do we all remember the Optelec, which was from March 2003 until May 2011? That was the Iraq war, in case you're not aware. So for David Cameron to tweet that, I thought that was really bizarre. But if you are expecting a resolution anytime soon, I wouldn't bet on it, because Netanyahu is still publicly rejecting this whole US push from the Biden regime for a Palestinian state. And he said that, unfortunately, the US is going to be very disappointed because, and he said here quite clearly, he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza comes to an end. He says, until complete victory, the destruction of Hamas, and that it could take many more months. Again, the BBC led with this headline, Netanyahu defies Biden over Palestinian state. He's rejected the idea of creating a Palestinian state. This was after a phone call with US President Joe Biden. So I honestly just don't see this conflict ending anytime soon. I really, really don't. And Declassified UK has come out to say that Britain has been flying spy missions over Gaza in support of Israel. The UK has actually responded to this and said that this was not in support of Israel. It was simply to find the two British hostages that had gone missing, and that's what they were doing with these drones. I'm not too sure if I buy that, but okay. Another thing you may not have seen is that Israeli hostages' families actually stormed the meeting that was being held to demand their return and the focus on hostages over the destruction of Hamas. Now, we've also got reports that a Russian submarine and potentially some Russian Navy vessels have entered the Red Sea. This is still unconfirmed. I've seen it on a lot of channels that are talking about this, but it is still somewhat unconfirmed at the moment. But they are saying that there is a Russian tactical submarine in the Red Sea now. Iran is also mobilizing troops and all sorts of other things. I mean, this situation is getting pretty crazy, pretty wild, and pretty out of control. But overall, that is you up to date on this situation and what's occurred over the last week or so. Thanks so much for watching. I will see you tomorrow on the weekly walk and talk. Take care. God bless.